Now let's go back to my routine. And I told you, I say to Gloria, good night, my love. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. I said, Lord, and it goes through the Bible. Love your neighbor as yourself. And the Apostle Paul said, certain things like this is golden and that. I don't remember how far back this began. I said, Lord, I'm missing something here. I know your word says that. The Apostle Paul said it. Jesus said it. Well, I just quoted Jesus, love your neighbor as yourself. He said that. I read it in red. And I thought, Lord, there's something deeper in love your neighbor as yourself. Well, in the ministers' conference, it always starts with Happy Caldwell. And I was listening to him, and he said, and the Lord was moved with compassion. Compassion. And it always doesn't look like compassion. So, Matthew 9:35. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all sickness and every disease among the people. And when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, sheep not having a shepherd. Then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send laborers into his field. And Happy Caldwell started talking about his compassion. And now, we were at Cobo Hall there in Detroit. And Bob DeWeese came to me and said, Kenneth, I'm going to set you up a prayer line. He said, we'll never get all these people prayed for. He said, I'm going to set you up a prayer line. And so I said, yes, sir, that's fine. Well, the first one came up there was a woman. Out of her hairline right here, was on this side, came this angry, purple, blue-looking thing with little red veins in it. When I saw that, it just made me mad. I said, in the name of Jesus, and it just disappeared. Gone. My mother said, where'd it go? I said, I don't know. So I went to the Lord about it. I said, sir, what happened here? Well, he said, you know, I created all matter. I said, yes, sir. He said, I just dematerialized it. He had compassion for her. She couldn't see out of the side. And I checked it out. It was malignant. Now think about that. Meditate on that. And then you find scriptures. Just all over the Bible about the compassion of God, the compassion of Jesus. It is compassion of the Father. So it now the curse of the law. Poverty, spiritual death, what we just read. It'll lengthen your days, the blessing will. It doesn't mean you're unsaved, but it's just your not quality of life at all. Quality of life is up until death, a life worth living. Now that's a blood covenant promise. So, now, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. Then saith he to his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will show forth laborers into his field. And when he had called unto him the 12, he gave them power against unclean. Do you see what compassion does? He immediately, I mean, he set them against death. He set them against sickness and disease. And the devil comes up and says, well, all that's passed away. No, he's the one that's passed away. Amen. Well, that's not for us today. There are denominations that preach it. When all the apostles passed away. Well, what apostles? Well, the 12. That means they either don't own a Bible or they don't pay any attention to it. The Apostle Paul. There's at least 24 of them mentioned in there. I'm just letting you soak here for a minute. Hallelujah. Now, let's take this a little bit further. In the 16th verse, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. You therefore, wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But be aware of men, for they will deliver you up into the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour you shall speak, for it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. They don't know it yet, but he's just setting them up, and it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not go away, the Comforter will not come. The standby, the advocate, the intercessor won't come. And he said in the book of Luke, and you will speak with different tongues. They still didn't understand. He is talking about the book of Acts, being baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, as you've heard me say many times, which is the gateway to the supernatural. And the reason I say that, you can just quietly pray in the Spirit and just listen to the Lord and just listen to the Lord. Listen to the Lord. When I went to ORU, I had that $24,000 in debt. I was frightened. I was really frightened. And for the most part, scriptural illiterate, but I was eager. And so the little house, I told you that story. And Tommy Tyson said, no, go take care of your business and come on back. So I said, Gloria, I'm just going to go in here and just pray in the spirit. Because I don't know what to do. And I just fell on the floor. I wonder if I'd be quiet. He'd say something to me. Well, it's about time. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. By speaking in the Spirit, he understands those words. He put them in there. And then he interpreted them. Oral Roberts literally built the university. He went out there on that property that they tried to buy and kept getting turned down. So he just went out there and walked around on that property. And then later, what were you doing? He said, I had it in my mind. And he said, I don't want to go out in tent meetings anymore. I want a university where I can build all these things into my students. And he said, I just go out there and pray and interpret it myself. And so the gateway to the supernatural. The Spirit of God designed that whole university as it came out of Brother Roberts. But now he sowed his seed first. He and Evelyn took everything that they possessed personally, brought it into the board of directors, all of it. They, for a few moments there, personal wealth, they were broke. Every bit of it before the board. And he said, we're going to build a university. And this is my seed. I'm going to come off the road. I'm not going to go out there on those tents anymore. Well, I was in two of the last tent meetings they had. And you, sweetheart, you have never seen the kind of anointing under that tent. You know, let me tell you why. They owned the building. There's not some board of directors of the building that says you can't have that in here. That building was that big, big tent. They owned it. Miracles. But what was happening here? The blessing of Abraham. Let's go back over there. It shall come to pass, as you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. Now, class, remember, everybody Moses is talking to had been circumcised on the eighth day. But they lost sight. They didn't have anything written. 400 years in Egypt. So it had to be, it is written. So, but now all these curses will come on you and overtake you. But it shall come to pass, if you'll not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Now, it sounds like, and this is where preachers get the idea that God's cursing you. No, you don't obey, they're coming. Cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the field. So it's just opposite of the blessing. It's just flipped over the other way. And cursed shall be in your basket, cursed shall be the fruit of your body. Now come down here to the 22nd verse. The Lord shall smite thee with see? It's all one thing, but here it says the Lord will do it. Well, you could say that. Absolutely. Lord, come and heal me. I can't see him, but I'm talking to him. So it's the same principle. Smite thee with consumption and with a fever, with an inflammation and with extreme burning, with a sword, with blasting and mildew, and they'll pursue you till you perish. The heaven that is over your head will be like brass, and the earth under you shall be like iron. The Lord shall make the rain of it like powder and dust from heaven. It shall not. Then you go to the 61st verse. Also, every sickness and plague which is not written in this book of the law, them shall the Lord bring upon you. Now, if we hold fresh, also every sickness and plague which is not written in this book of the law, they will come on you and you will be destroyed. So now I'll tell you, no, I'm not ready to do it. But it's, this is serious business. Now, this is the reason why it was such a shock to me that my appendix ruptured. I really didn't know what the appendix was for. And then I found out it's called the appendix because it's on the end. like an appendix from the... Well, what does the thing do? I don't know what it did, but I sure am glad to get rid of it. Because I want you to know it hurt, dear heart. I was headed to the treadmill and just fell in the floor. It still did not hurt like that ruptured disc in my back. It nowhere near. It is close. Glory and I live in divine health and have all these years. But Christians need to know this. Yeah, I'll tell you. I said, kids, we're going to take a flu shot. It's time to introduce this. Third chapter of Galatians. The scriptures, seeing that God, this is verse 8, the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Well, that's where we came from, the nations. So then that be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham, for as many as works of the law. Now, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, Deuteronomy 21:23. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet it can confirm no man can disannul thereunto Abraham and his seed the promises were made. So we just did that back and forth. Redeemed from the curse. We've been redeemed from it. Here's the curse. And I said, see that? That's the flu. Redeemed. This is the way this book is supposed to be used. Now this sciatic nerve thing. When it happened the first time, it was stem cells that got that pain away. Well, I just forgot about it. I didn't pay attention to it. And it began to creep back in, and then it got pretty serious. And the only way I could sleep was on my side with, like this, with a little knee pillow here, which I did last night, all the time. And just lay there and praise God and make some notes, which I did. I made some notes last night. And I opened my eyes. This is my receiving day. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'll rejoice and be glad in it. And thank God I'm one day closer to a pain-free body. Now, the night before, I said, I believe I will wake up in the morning with no pain in my body. And we went to a pain management doctor. I really didn't want to do that, but yeah, I did anyway. And I won't go into all that. But here's my point. This is where the answers are. We've been redeemed from it. So, verse 29. And if you be in Christ, then... this is what comes out of knowing, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And you go look up the promises. And God made Abram very rich. He became Abraham. Richer still. Isaac came, and Isaac waxed greater. In other words, he got richer than his dad. Rich in cattle, lands. There's farming people. Rich, lands, increase of your kind, K-I-N-E, not K-I-N-D. Kind. The equipment and machinery you need to farm your land. The equipment that we needed, the kind that we needed. Since I was already in aviation. And then it came, the time came. Where the ministry was in a place financially to do this. So, now, verse 22, it is written. How did Jesus come against the devil? It is written. And I had the Lord say to me one time, He said, write it down. And I'll tell you tomorrow what happened from that. Write it down from my word. And then you can say what you have. It is written. I wrote it. I wrote it. I'll be back in just a few minutes because I might have to explain that. We'll be back in a few minutes.
When the world around you is saying times are hard, jobs are scarce, costs are rising, whose voice will you listen to?
Beloved, God desires that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
God desires that you flourish in every way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have created your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough lifeline kit to show you how God's system of abundance will lift you above every challenge. True prosperity isn't just about money. It's about living in God's overflow in every area of life. Use the book and devotional questions to build your faith and apply God's truth. Download the included resources and amplify your devotional time with worship music, video messages, and scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland. Order your Financial Breakthrough Lifeline kit today and begin your 10-day journey stepping into the abundance God has already prepared for you. Request your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough and begin your journey toward debt removal and financial freedom. Take advantage of this free offer today by going to kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Immerse yourself in God's Word and renew your mind to what God says about your abundance and prosperity. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all costs. Finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
I told you we were going to have a good time. Don't forget about this. Oh, what a hoot I had over this. I'm just watching the 700 Club, and this woman was $52,000 in debt. And she said, someone gave me, and she said, these people are crazy. It was this right here. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember this. God loves you, and we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Praise God.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.